Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. I am your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungununga, I tūhoe, te whakatohea hoki, and I'm the host of this podcast. I am so excited to be talking to you all today. Today is a little bit of a more vulnerable kōrero, one that I have just been feeling called to talk about, because I don't see many other people talking about this, and I've personally been just struggling with a few things, and I just wanted to have an open kōrero about this, because 2024 for me has been one of the biggest years of growth, of transformation. I've grown so much, like not only like physically in terms of my weight loss journey, as many of you will be all aware of. I've now crossed over the 50 kg mark. I've, you know, achieved some of my biggest sales months within my business. I've done so many incredible things this year. I've been in some incredible rooms, but I've also just had so many challenges come my way. And my business has grown so much. I've leant into discomfort in order to grow. I've lost friendships, relationships that weren't serving me. Some of these were people who I loved deeply and I still love, but I knew were not helping me to achieve my dream life, and I knew were actually hindering my growth. And so I've walked away from bad habits. I've walked away from thought processes that weren't supporting me, from my comfort zones that weren't allowing me to grow, that weren't allowing me to live up to my true potential. And I just wanted to make an episode because the biggest part of it all is that it hasn't been easy. It's been so, so hard. I've cried so much. I have struggled a lot. I've just been experiencing so much discomfort in these growing phases, because growing is not easy, and anything worth having is going to come at a cost. And so everything I've gone through this year has been, not every single thing, but it has been so challenging, but it has not only made me who I am today, it's also taught me that I'm capable of doing absolutely anything, no matter how hard it is, and no matter how scary it feels. And this lesson is well worth the pain that I've gone through. And I just think it's important to note that growth is a choice, because I could have chosen to stay in relationships that weren't supporting me. I could have chosen to stay doing bad habits that weren't helping me. I could have chosen to just stay in my comfort zone where I wouldn't have had to go through the difficulties I have. But instead, I chose to put myself in uncomfortable situations. I chose to leave relationships that weren't helping me. I chose to, you know, be lonely over, not necessarily saying that if you, if you cut off people or whatever, that you're going to be lonely. But, you know, I chose to be in solitude. I chose to be in solitude over being with people who weren't helping me, who weren't supporting my vision, who just weren't on the same pathway, who weren't on the same huarahi as I was. I could have chosen to stay there, but I chose not to. I chose to lean into discomfort because I knew that that's where the growth happens. And so today is about sharing some of the lessons I've learned, because it's been a hard journey. It's been so difficult. And often when there are other people in, you know, in my story, obviously I can't share the actual situations. And sometimes I've felt really like I just wanted to share with you guys, like, oh my gosh, guys, this happened, but I just can't, because there's real people involved. And so I'm just sharing that this year's been really tough. It's been awesome in so many ways, but it's also been a year for me. And I know many of you will be the same, where you've just been choosing to grow, you've been choosing to develop, you've been choosing to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And so, yeah, I'm just going to share a few of the lessons that I've learned. I've got 5 different lessons that I want to share with you all, because they've changed my life. So the first lesson is to listen to people's actions, not their words, because some people will tell you that they support you, that they want what's best for you, but their actions just won't line up. Someone in my life told me they supported me and they wanted what was best for me, but they would also laugh at my attempts to better myself. They would laugh at me if I had tried to do something and I didn't succeed at it. And that's a very clear action that you don't actually really support it. And I think it's also really important to note that oftentimes people will project their own inability to achieve their goals on you. So if you're doing well and people are, you know, trying to bring you down, that's probably just a projection of their inability to achieve their own goals, but it's still unsupportive and you deserve better. And so I want you to listen to people's actions and not their words, because actions speak far louder. And someone can be telling you, you know, I love you, I support you, but then laugh at you or tell you your posts are stupid or, you know, whatever it is for you. So just listen to that. Listen to their actions. My second lesson is that this year I had a big challenge come my way in business. And I'll be able to share more about this later throughout my journey. But for now, I can't really go into much detail about it. But just know that it was a scary thing. It was daunting and it made me very, very uncomfortable. And I actually started spiraling a lot from this difficulty that came up. And I just really let this thing eat me up inside. And it started, you know, affecting my mood. It started affecting so many things. And it was really challenging. And my mentor said to me, she said, "Te kahukura, you're looking at this issue like you're the victim." Because I honestly felt like I was, like I really did. And she was like, "You're looking at this like you're the victim, but really you've been given an opportunity to learn, to level up and become better." And I was just like, wow, the honesty here, right? Because I genuinely thought, you know, something bad had happened to me. But really, I was given an opportunity to grow and an opportunity to learn. And I think most of the time we actually just need to have the mindset of actually, yeah, you're right. You are right, my mentor, because it was an opportunity to learn. And now I'm much better off because of that. And so most of the time, tough things happen. We go, poor me, when really we should be grateful for the opportunity to learn and to develop. And this isn't to say that it's not going to be hard, because it will be. It really is. But the harder the challenge is and the bigger the lesson will be. And the best thing is if you truly learn from the mistake or from the lesson, you're never going to make the same mistake. You're never going to be in that same situation again. And so that was one thing that I continued to say to my mentor. I was like, wow, I never have to go through this again, ever again, do I? Because that one specific thing, like I really learned. So use the troubles, the obstacles that have been thrown your way as opportunities to learn and to grow, instead of going, why is this happening to me? Which I get it. I was thinking the same thing. But our mindset is key, all right? Lesson number three is that you will continue to get the exact same problem, the exact same issue in your life over and over and over again until you learn the lesson. Sometimes this means looking inward and being self-reflective to see how you might actually be contributing to the problem. For example, there was someone in my life who was hurting me and they consistently did over and over and over again. And I continued to blame them. I was like, why are you doing this? Why don't you improve? Why don't you be better? But the reality was I stayed there. I continued to remain somewhere where I was not being respected, where I was not being loved in the way that I should be. And so I want to encourage you to just look inward and go, actually, how am I contributing to this? Because really, if someone in your life, whether it's a friend or whatever, is not respecting you, but you still continue to go and visit them, or you still continue to respond to their messages, you're not living up to your true power of actually choosing who in your life has access to you, because that's our own decision. You know, we can actually choose to remove people. We can choose to not see someone. We can choose that. And so I just want to encourage you to think about how your own decisions, how your own actions are actually impacting your life and some of the problems you're going through. Just look inward, because a lot of the time we're always looking outside and we're like, oh, but you did this and you did that. But like, what are you doing? Okay. And I know this is probably not what you want to hear. It's not what I wanted to hear either. I was like, no, they should be better. They should improve. But really, like, the only person in this world that you can control is yourself. You can't control anyone else. Even though it's hard. Okay, lesson number four is I want you to grow a deep relationship with yourself and your closest people. This has been so important for me, because I'm just going to be honest and say that I've definitely prioritized my business. I've prioritized my productivity and my goals over people who actually genuinely mean the world to me. And you never know what can happen. You never know really what can happen. And so I'm encouraging you to live life as if it were your last day, because you actually never know. You really never know. So yes, have goals, have a vision, be ambitious, be courageous, start that business, do all of that. But also remember that we're all just literally on a roll. Like, you know, climate change is crazy. Like, you know, the whole world could end one day. And if you spent every single day hustling so hard as if there were no, you know, as if you were going to be here forever, just know that that's not actually realistic. So I want to encourage you to just, yes, have a future goal, have a future vision and all of that, but also remember that people are really important, the people that you love, your family, all of these things. You know, I'm just the first to admit that I've definitely made mistakes here, and I've prioritized things that I, you know, wish that I didn't. So I hope you can learn from my mistakes. Lesson number 5 is, what is meant for you will never ever pass you. Everything happens for a reason. You may not see the bigger picture in the moment, but know that whatever you're going through is for a reason. I want to encourage you to think about the hardest time of your life and try and find one good thing that came from it. When I used to hear this question, I would immediately go, are you stupid? What on earth was good from any of the hardest things I've personally gone through? But it has made you who you are today. I wouldn't be here with a podcast and a community of over 60,000 people learning about money if it weren't for the fact that I was once broke. Like, and that was a really hard time in my life. But it wasn't the hardest time of my life. And so even in the harder times than that, the times of my life that have been harder than just being broke, they've all provided me invaluable lessons. And whilst they've been terrible, traumatizing, challenging, as we've all been through, there are some things that we've learned from those. And I want to encourage you to just think about some of the potential lessons that you've learned from the hardest moments in your life, because the hard times are here to teach you. The hard times aren't here to, you know, make life hard. And I guess if you want to think that, you can think that, but that's all that's really going to be. If you can have hope and you can believe that more is coming, better is coming, and that whatever you're going through is just a season, it will pass, time will pass, and things will get better, but you have to just keep going and you have to keep trying. That's what I would really encourage you to do. So those are the lessons that I've learned. And I guess it's just really hard being on social media, knowing that, you know, I've got a whole life, but I can't share it all with you. And so I'm just hoping to share some of the bits that will support you guys to help you in your own journey. And I guess my main message is that adversity can be an advantage. Whilst it doesn't feel like it, you can use it as one. And in another episode that I'm actually planning at the moment, I am going to talk about this, because I think that that's actually a very common thread of people who have achieved a lot in their life, is that they've gone through a lot. And when you can use the hard times as a resource, as an opportunity, and go like, I never want to feel that again, or I never want anyone else to feel that, then you're going to be able to turn something really, really crappy into something really beautiful. And when we can do that, we're just leaving so much beauty in the world. And so I really want to encourage you to look at anything that you've gone through and just look at how can you make something beautiful from this, because life is already pretty messy out there, but we are powerful. And we have the potential to do whatever we want to do. So I know today was a bit of a short episode, but I hope it helps somebody, because, yeah, I know that it's been a difficult year for me, and I know that other people have been having a lot of challenges too. I mean, I don't even read the news anymore because it's so depressing. It's so, so depressing to read the news and just what's happening for our whānau and what's happening in our country. And I really feel for our whānau at the moment, but the only thing we really can do is look ahead and go, let's work for more, let's try harder, let's do what we can, let's make the most out of the situation, because we can't control some things, we really can't, but we can control our own actions, we can control our thoughts, we can control how we treat people, we can control how we respond to situations. Those are things within our control, and so look at those, don't look at the things you can't control, because you can't control it. Yeah, but I hope this helps anyone who's struggling today. And yeah, I hope someone found some value in this. If you are interested, I've also got a program. If you haven't heard of it already, it's called Te Tiriti Haukura. And we've got over 100 students in this program. And I'm just so, so grateful for every single person who has decided to enroll in this program. And the people and the stories that I've heard from the students in this program, they melt my heart. So there's this one person who's in the program, And he keeps on saying that he'll go to the gym. And so there's like an actual module within the course about building self-discipline. And he said he just hears my words in his head when he feels like not going to the gym, when he feels like not being consistent. And so in brief, the program is 12 weeks. So we go over money mindset. We go over all of the foundational things. There's sections on investing. There's sections on building a business. It's basically an A to Z program, which is teaching you the full foundations of getting started with your money. How can you increase your income? All of these things, just really important things. And it literally answers every single question that I wish I could have asked 3 years ago, back when I was a broke uni student. And so I already know that there's so many people who have benefited from this program. And so if you're interested, then I'll leave the link in the description below. But if you have any questions at all, send me a message or send me a DM on Instagram. But I've loved chatting to you all today, and I hope that you were able to take something from today's episode. If you have any podcast recommendations or requests, send me a message, because I love your guys' requests. Anyways, that's us for today. I will see you all, or talk to you all again next week. Ka kite!